Okay, that was Calexico with Blackheart off of Feast of Wire. That was the last song of the show before me. I'm Evan. This is my show from 2 to 4 p.m. Well, it's the Friday before spring break, so I'm not sure how many people are actually in the mood to listen to KZUU today, but if you are one of them, then we can have a very special, intimate show with just a few listeners. If you want to call and request, you can call 509-335-2207. You're listening to KZUU 90.7 FM in Pullman. We're a broadcast service of the ASWSU. Underwriting for this program has been provided by the Birds on a Wire Music Festival, which is not next weekend, but the weekend after, March 26th and 27th. Brought to you by Stereopathic Music, Justin Towns Earl, Damian Jurado, Joe Pug, more than 30 other artists on 3 stages over 2 days in downtown Pullman. For tickets and more info, please visit birdsonawirefest.com or stop into Adam Hart Music in Pullman or the Storm Cellar in Moscow. And they just released the schedule today, subject to change, of course, but it looks pretty good. There aren't any major conflicts between good bands that I noticed, except for Frontier Ruckus and Chuckanut Drive on Saturday at midnight. So we'll see if we can reconcile that somehow. Yeah, I've got a lot of new music today. Some Fang Island, Love Is All, Morning Benders, Radio Department, Ruby Suns, among others. But I'm going to start off with a new track from the band Harlem. I don't really know much of their biographical information, honestly, but I know they're pretty good, and the new album Hippies is great, and this is the track Friendly Ghost. Then after that, some Dum Dum Girls. They have a new EP out, so I'm going to play the song Baby Don't Go, so enjoy it.
I'm
Okay, so that was Dum Dum Girls with Baby Don't Go off of the EP I Will Be, which comes out later this month. Great band. It's all girls, I think. There might be one dude in there. But the principal members are all girls, hence the name. Next up, I have something off the new Morning Benders album, the first track called Excuses. It was produced by, I think, Chris Taylor from Grizzly Bear. So see if you can pick up the Grizzly Bear influence on it. I'm going to play another track later that sounds almost exactly like All We Ask by Grizzly Bear off of their album that came out last March or May or whatever. And I still haven't decided if I'm going to play the original Grizzly Bear track, All We Ask, along with Promises by the Morning Benders. I don't know if I want to waste everyone's time just pointing out this connection. But we'll see when we get there. That'll probably be in the second hour. But anyway, this is Excuses by the Morning Benders.
Thank you.
The Morning Benders, that was. I assume you can hear some of the kind of, what, like, chamber pop influence of Chris Taylor from Grizzly Bear on there. I guess now would be as good a time as any to play a couple Birds on the Wire bands. We're going to start with Chuckin' It Drive from Bellingham with the track When the Workin's Done. Then the Moondoggies with Changing, and then maybe if I feel like doing three in a row, the Maldives after that. So this is Chuckin' It Drive with When the Working's Done.
Night time, cure your boredom. When the work
Okay, so that was the Moondoggies with Changing off of their album Don't Be a Stranger. Before that was Chuckanut Drive, band from Bellingham with When the Workin's Done. So I'm just going to do my due diligence here and play two more Birds on a Wire Festival artists, and then one who will probably be here in spirit, but not physically, because from what I understand, she's pregnant, and the due date is any time now, so we wouldn't want her to get amniotic fluid all over the stage. That would be a mess, and it would be trouble to clean up, and then the next artist would be slipping all over the place, and, you know, I'm just not sure we're equipped to deal with that. I'm referring, of course, to Laura Veers. She is preggo. She got knocked up. She has a bun in the oven, whatever you want to call it. But back to the point. I'm going to play the Maldives and then some Laura Gibson and then a Laura Veers song. So these first two, the Maldives and Laura Gibson, will be at Birds on a Wire. The Maldives, looking at the schedule, I believe are actually going to play three separate sets, one before the festival and then one on Friday and Saturday. And Laura Gibson's going to play two, one by herself and one with Ethan Rose. So there will be an overload of these artists, and it'll be great. So the Maldives, Laura Gibson, and Laura Veers.
the picture was a poem, was a poem. Words were trees around a goal. You were a place I had come to know. Falls early, would you come in the night? Would you come with morning? Come by fire or come by storm? Thank you.
Okay, so that was two Birds on a Wire artists and one non-Bird on a Wire artist. The Maldives, Laura Gibson and Laura Veers. So we'll get back to the pop music. That was enough folk for now. Let's see, there's this Swedish band called The Radio Department. I'm going to play a couple songs off that, and then off of their new album, I mean, and then a song by the Ruby Suns, who are from New Zealand. So this is a bit of an international affair here. Actually, before I do that, hold on. Okay. From Us to Them, From Us to Then, a Haitian sensation, is 7 days of awesomeness for the benefit of Haiti, and will be rocking Moscow and Pullman starting March 22nd to Sunday the 28th. The event, sponsored by the Progressive Student Union, will canvass the two towns and will include performances by Moscow's own Zach O'Connor of the Holiday Friends, Wim Jazz with Keaton Wilson, and more. The week will culminate with an all-ages dance party at One World Cafe, Saturday the 27th, in Moscow. For more information, check out fromustothem.wordpress.com and come out and support a great cause. The rest of these are old. Come on, we need some good PSAs here. No, no, no. Okay, that'll have to do for now. So yeah, this is two songs by the Radio Department. They're both kind of short, under 3 minutes. And then Cranberry by the Ruby Suns. You can make a request if you want, if you're one of the four listeners that I see on the Shoutcast website, or one of countless who are listening over the actual airwaves. 509-335-2207. KZUU.
Thank you.
Okay, so that last track was Cranberry by the Ruby Suns. Definite Animal Collective influence, I would say. So next, I've got two tracks by the band Fang Island. They're kind of an instrumental... Well, they have some lyrics, but they're mostly, like, shouting. Not bad shouting, though. It's more like, I don't know, like cheering, I guess you could call it. You'll see. The first one, I think... It's kind of a slow starter, so you might hear, you might get kind of annoyed in the beginning because, well, I'll just start it right now and let it build up. Okay, I can talk over this for a little bit. They describe their sound as everyone high-fiving everyone. I think I talked about this last week because I played some songs. But yeah, it makes total sense if you listen to them for a while. So the first one's called Davy Crockett, and then the next one is Welcome Wagon by Fang Island. So... this will get us to the top of the hour, and then I can play that Morning Bender song I was talking about earlier. So here you go. Thank you. Okay, that was two tracks by Fang Island off of their self-titled album, Davy Crockett and Welcome Wagon. You're listening to KZUU 90.7 FM in Pullman. We are a broadcast service of the ASWSU. Here's this.
Ever wish you'd gone to Lollapalooza or South by Southwest music festivals before they became crowded and overpriced? Can you even remember the last time live music moved you? Birds on a Wire Folk Festival is the newest music festival coming March 26th and 27th to Gladish Community Center and Bell Tower in Pullman. Visit birdsonawirefest.com to find ticket information. Justin Townes Earl, Damian Girado, Joe Pug, Rocky Vallelotto, and over 30 folk and alt-country bands will be playing. Birds on a Wire Fest is an uncorporate music festival presented by Palouse People for Palouse People on March 26th and 27th. You can learn more and listen to songs from the 30-plus bands at birdsonawirefest.com. Who knows what should be known to all the
Okay, so I'm going to play a song by a band that has nothing to do with Birds on a Wire whatsoever. They're called Black Moth Super Rainbow. I think they're from Oklahoma City or that area. I know they have a strong association with the Flaming Lips, and I'm under the impression that the Flaming Lips are from Oklahoma City. If I'm wrong, so be it. This is a song called Iron Lemonade off their album Eating Us that came out last May. It's got a really good bass line. I don't know if the bass is going to hit through the radio so much, but if you download the MP3 and turn up the bass on your computer speakers, not your laptop, but like legitimate speakers, it's got a killer bass line. Also, I really like the ride cymbal in the beginning. I don't know if everybody knows what that is, but the cymbal you hear, he's playing the ride cymbal. I don't know. It's just got a good tone to it. So this is Iron Lemonade by Black Moth Super Rainbow.
Yeah.
Oh, so that was Black Moth Super Rainbow. Okay, next we have a band called Serena Manish. They're from Norway. I had pretty much forgotten about them until sometime last week when I discovered a new MP3 by them, because they have a new album coming out. Their first album came out in 2005. And I remember enjoying it back at the time, but I forgot back... I remember enjoying it at the time, but I've forgotten about it until last week. So I'm going to play that new track that came out. It's called I Just Want to See Your Face, and then one off of their original album. So let me fix this up real quick. Okay, here it is. This is two songs by Serena Manish, a Norwegian shoegaze band, I guess you could call them. Okay, so that was Serena Manish, Norwegian shoegaze band. That last song is from their album that came out in 2005, self-titled. The one before that was from their upcoming album called SM2 Abyss in B Minor. Let's see, I have a song by Eels next, Unhinged, off of End Times. And then what I'm going to do is play that Morning Bender song that I talked about. I'm not going to pair it with the Grizzly Bear song that I think it mimics, just because I don't feel like listening to Grizzly Bear today or possibly ever again. But if you're curious, you can look up the song All We Ask, and compare the two. I think they're very similar, and it should come as no surprise that the Morning Benders album was produced by Chris Taylor, the bassist for Grizzly Bear. So there you have it. But this, before that, is going to be some Eels.
Thank you.
So that was All We Ask by Promises by the Morning Benders. Next up, I have another foreign band. I don't know if Sweden's considered that foreign. But they don't speak English. Well, this band does when they sing, but I bet when they're talking to their parents, they don't speak English. So this is the band Love Is All, indie pop band from Sweden. They have a new album coming out called 2010 Injuries. I don't think it's a coincidence that the album is coming out in the year 2010. I've got two songs, Repetition and Never Now.
Stay.
Okay, that was two wonderful songs off the new Love Is All album called 2010 Injuries. The first one was Repetition, and the second, that last one, was Never Now. Great album, great band. Okay, so I'm going to play another Ruby Suns song because they're from New Zealand. They're Kiwis. Not the fruit. I just found this out. Well, this was probably like a year and a half ago, but the Kiwi reference down in New Zealand, it's not actually about the fruit. It's about the bird. There's a bird called a Kiwi, and I guess the fruit is named after the bird, and technically the fruit is called a Kiwi fruit. Just in case you were wondering, it's a little New Zealand trivia for you. So the song, coincidentally, is called Dusty Fruit. Is it a Kiwi? I don't know. They don't say, but it's a good song. And then after that, I've got some Frightened Rabbit, a Scottish band, with the song The Loneliness and the Scream off the Winter of Mixed Drinks. Only have about half an hour left, and then, well, I know for a fact that the DJ after me is not coming in today, so the automation will take us home for a couple hours after that. But for now, you have a real live human in the studio. You can hear the sound of my voice. It sounds like this. So this is the Ruby Suns and Frightened Rabbit.
Come on. I hear footsteps, voices. Can you see the blood on my sleeve? I have fallen in the forest. Did you hear me? In the loneliness, all the loneliness, and the dream to prove to everyone that I exist. In the loneliness, all the loneliness, and the dream to bring the blood to the front of my face again. Am I here? Of course I am.
So that was Frightened Rabbit with The Loneliness and the Scream off the Winter of Mixed Drinks, a Scottish indie pop band. I'm going to play a song by Josiah Wolf off of his solo album. He's the brother of Yoni Wolf from Y. And he just released a solo album called Jetlag. This song is called Ohio Ho. Whoops, hold on. Okay, here we go. Thank you.
In times like these, it's important to know the facts about sexual assault. Rape and sexual assault are acts of violence that can happen to anyone. Most victims know their attacker. It can be a boyfriend, husband, coworker, or even a family member. But there are ways to protect yourself. Using common sense can help keep you safe. Stay away from people that use anger as a means of control. Travel in well-lighted, busy areas and avoid known trouble spots. If you find yourself in a potentially dangerous situation, report any assault to the police immediately. Seek medical attention. The sooner you tell someone, the sooner you can get help, and the better chance of the attacker being apprehended. Awareness, education, and communication are the keys to prevention. Learn how to protect yourself from acts of sexual assault or what to do if you become a victim. Visit ncpc.org for more straight talk about sexual assault. That's ncpc.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Okay, I only have 17 minutes left, and honestly, I'm running out of stuff to play. I thought that my playlist would last me the full show, but it's not really going to. So if you happen to be listening, you could call 509-335-2207 and request. You don't have to. I mean, I don't think you're listening anyway. Oh my god, there's a call. I'm going to play some Dum Dum Girls. The song DAL off of their self-titled EP.
Thank you.
Okay, that was DAL by Dum Dum Girls. DAL standing for Dream Away Life, something we'd all like to do from time to time. I got a request, that phone call that you heard before the last song, by a gentleman who wanted to hear a Pedro the Lion song, so I'm going to play Rapture off of the album Control. Then after that, some more Frightened Rabbit. The song is, well, I haven't decided which one yet, but it'll be a surprise for you. So this is Pedro the Lion, first up.
Shed my clothes, shed my flesh down to the bone and burn the rest.
Okay, that was Things by Frightened Rabbit. We're going to wrap things up with two tracks by JJ off of the new album Number 3, the first two songs. They actually remind me a little bit of the XX in a way. Maybe you'll recognize it as well. But that's it. So it's going to be spring break after that for me. I got Final Fantasy 13 in the mail today, so that's what I'll be doing all week. I don't know about you, but yeah. I guess I'll see you on the... Well, I guess you'll hear me on the 26th after break. So enjoy this JJ and then take a week off and watch some basketball.
I'm grinding until I'm tired. They say you ain't grinding. Say you ain't grinding until you die. So I'm grinding with my eyes wide, looking to find a way through the day, life of the night. Dear Lord, you took so many of my people. I'm just wondering why you haven't taken my life. What the hell am I doing? It's time.